Linda Cates, LINDACATES, 2498. 27-year-old young lady whom comes in for follow-up of very large seroma. Patient history goes as follows. She had a C-section on 11-12-2025. Subsequently developed a complication with her C-section with her baby after he was in the NICU. He's at home now, thank God. But she did have a developed a large seroma, 16x3x6, which was diagnosed last week on or about 11-25-25. That's after she came and saw us here at Urgent Care, and we diagnosed her with a seroma, told her to go back to John Seely, J-O-H-N-S-E-A-L-Y, in Galveston. But instead, she went to Kingwood Hospital. They told her they need to open her up. She refused. Then she went to Memorial Hermann. They told her the same thing, but they said they wouldn't do it. She has to go back to John Seely. So she did eventually end up on John Seely on 11-25-25. But they told her they don't need to open her up and to kind of watch the seroma period. In the paragraph, she is currently in clindamycin period. She wants to get a measurement of the seroma. I told her the measurement is not the same on the CT as it is on the ultrasound. Put that in big letters. I also told her in big letters that she needs to follow up with her OB. But I did look as a courtesy to her for the I looked at the seroma. There's foul smelling amount of fluid being discharged from the bikini section on the right lower abdomen. There's minimal tenderness. There's no redness. There's no fever. There's no chills. And the seroma per my ultrasound by bedside appears to be smaller than the CT scan that was measured before. Period. New paragraph. Nevertheless, patient needs to go back to her OB for follow-up. She says that she does not like her OB. She's looking for a new OB. I gave her Dr. Rojas, R-O-J-E-S, his number in Woodlands to follow up with. Period. New paragraph. She's again alert, awake, eating well, urinating well. She's allergic to Keflex, so she's on clindamycin at this time. Please see the ultrasound for the exact measurements of the seroma, period. New paragraph, at the time of discharge, she's going to continue with her clindamycin. She's going to either see her regular OB in Conroe, C-O-N-R-O-E, that she has an appointment with next week, or go see Dr. Rojas as a brand new OB, period. She was also told she needs a CAT scan to better evaluate this. And that's not something we would order or set her up for, because it was taken care of by, again, her OB, and so that's where she needs to go. Period. Following was discussed with her. She's an MA. She's very smart. She knows what she needs to do about this. Meanwhile, the baby is doing at home, and she's at rest. She's at peace about that. Patty was in the room with us when we were doing the ultrasound and explaining everything to her in the office. Thank you. Today's visit was based on time. Thank you.